The nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info, Lagos. Good morning to you, and thank you for joining us again for the Daily Today second part. I'm Sheriff Kwasi.
I'm Dimitri. Good morning.
You can watch us on Facebook and on YouTube. That is Nigeria Info 99.3 is how you can watch us on those two platforms. And please drop a comment as we go along this morning. Let's start from this page. Page 28 of the Vanguard newspaper. Judgment Day, no secret.
You know, it's quite a sad person that is talking to you from behind this microphone. And I don't think Sheriff himself is in any better mood. If you heard him this morning, it would where we are now is so frightening and so demoralizing. You know, that apart from the fact that we've had governments over time from independence to now, including military governments, never in the history of this country have things been so bad politically and socially that we have now. Never. You know, so, you know, we just thought that maybe we should start with the Word of God for all it's worth. Because I found this on page 28 of the Vanguard. It's called Facing the Kaaba. It's written by a gentleman called Arun Balogun. And you know, I'm very open-minded. I read things about Christian, Muslim, anything that admonishes us to remember who we are and to remember our standing before God of whatever faith. And it says this is Judgment Day, No Secret. Is written by Imam Murtada Gusso. It's a long one, so you might want to read it. I advise that Christian or Muslim, you should read this and be open-minded to serve as a reminder for us. He says that, dear brothers and sisters, Allah Almighty says, surely He, the Creator, has the power to bring him back to life on the day when man's deepest secrets shall be put to the test. He shall have no power and no helper. You'll be on your own. Okay? And he talks about the Quranic verse which says that signifies that Allah, who has created him, man, from a drop of seminal fluid, is well able to bring him back to life after death. On the day of reckoning, the secrets will be tested and examined and laid bare. Man's beliefs, his thoughts, his actions, and his motives and intentions that were hidden in his life and no one knew about them will be revealed and exposed in the hereafter. Likewise, all his deeds and actions that he had done secretly and no one was aware of them in this world, all of them will be tested and scrutinized on the plain of gathering and will be laid bare. And it goes on and on and on. I'd recommend that you find time to read these things. I think a lot of us go to mosques to pray, we go to churches to do, we do it just to fulfill our righteousness. You don't see that spirit. You find our leaders on Friday, they go to Juma at night, well, starts Agbada and so on. So on Sunday, they are also in church carrying tambourine and being in the forefront. But you don't see anything, any form of God's presence in their life from the way, from the way they behave. And I'm referring now, you know, in a way to our politicians. Why you believe and don't mind that for as long as you want to remain in power, you do whatever the disruption you bring to society, you don't think of the day after, you don't think of the blood that is being spilled, you don't think of the trauma that you are causing the people, all because you want to grab that power. And in 9 cases out of 10, it's for personal satisfaction. For 9 cases out of 10, it's for you to be able to plummet the resources for yourself, your friends, and your family. You know, it's a very angry person that is behind this mic. Like this morning, and I think enough is enough. People must be ready to stand up. We must be ready. We can't afford that our society goes this way. If you allow these politicians get away with it now, you will be. I'm looking at a one-party state. If you are not careful in this country, this is how Hitler started. Hitler was not. If you don't know history, Hitler was not a soldier. He was a politician. And the whole world went through such a traumatic period before it took the whole world itself to bring him down. You know, so I'd like that I'd like that we find time to read these things. It talks about what will be the day like when Allah resurrects us. How everyone, don't forget, this is also part of, you know, we believe that when Christ comes, all of us will stand up for judgment. How everyone from all nations, from all generations, will be made to stand as equal in the presence of God. We are all equals. It's the clothes we have and the physical things we have and the so-called positions we've created that makes us different. But in front of God, we're all equal. A lot of us don't think about that. And also something now, I'm going to ask you two questions I leave you to think about. What happens after death, which will come inevitably? Second, does a world exist beyond this life? Is there such a place as heaven or hell? These are common questions we ask from time to time. So let's get down to business now.
Indeed. Food for thought. Daily Trust is next. Page 4. Ahead of tomorrow's polls, security operatives on red alert in states.
This is hot air. One day on red alert, you know, 2 weeks ago. How many weeks ago now?
2 weeks.
2 weeks ago. One day on red alert when all the things that happened. And like I was asking yesterday, both myself and Sheriff were asking, what has happened to all those infractions that we saw? Who has been held responsible? I would like to know. What courts have they been charged to? Who has been arrested? Who has been named and shamed? Nothing that I know of. Because the truth is, even the security forces compromised. There was a photograph of two policemen that went viral collecting money from politicians from a big bag that we are going to give to voters. So let's not deceive ourselves about these things. If we don't tell ourselves the truth, we can't move forward. So the question is, who is going to save this country from this nonsense situation we are in? Where you find even those put in authority, those who we look up to, stand back and look back. There was some police spokesperson that said that in response to people's anxiety, he said, "What do you want them to do?" You remember? I think it was Mr. Hunde who said what. But he says that Lagos police are on red alert. I wonder what kind of red alert. I haven't seen it, but I've been told about the video that revealed that showed MC Oluomo, talking to his faithful and telling them what to do. Being on red alert also means preventing such things from happening. Where is the evidence that he has been questioned? Where is the evidence that investigation has gone on to stall all this? I mean, enough of all these press releases and so on and so forth, roadshow and so on and so forth, without something effective being done. We need to call ourselves to question, where is even the DSS that some of us love so much? Where are they in all this? It has gotten to a point where if you see any infraction, you first of all sit back and say, I better be careful. You see, police work and security work depends a lot on intelligence. Now you don't even know who you are talking to. You don't know. The influence of money has gone all around. So the story says that police are on red alert and that they've directed, the commissioner has directed commanders and DPOs and whatever to be on red alert ahead of the elections. What happened at Bode Thomas yesterday? Who has been arrested? I'm sure you all saw the video.
Oh my goodness.
You saw the video?
Yes.
One of the women, her glasses were taken from her. She can't even see. The family were distraught. They contacted me late last night. See what is going on. I was at a loss. I couldn't even confidently tell them to go and report to the police. So what do we do? Are these people going to move us to a point where we'll start thinking of self-help? Because you see, I keep saying, nobody has a monopoly of all these things. All these thugs that go around with sticks and guns and whatever. Some of us know where to get these things and some of us know how to use them. That is the honest to God truth. I don't mean me in particular. So nobody has... Are we going to wait until that happens before somebody in authority does the right thing? And I sometimes wonder. So those who these things are done on their behalf sit back and say nothing and do nothing. Are they happy to see such things? Are they happy to be related, to be attached to this kind of misbehavior, all because they want to be in power? It is very, very sad. Very, very sad. That is why I will always respect, what's his name now?
What's that?
President Jonathan. He didn't, he left. He didn't do all these things. He lost fair and square and he left. When are we going to have leaders of that caliber, leaders of that nature? That would not be talking of some dog and baboon. You know who said that? To be dipped in blood or some silly thing like that. It's very, very sad. And some of us, you know, you get carried away. Some diplomat will tell you, oh, Nigeria is a growing concern. We think you have done the best. Your elections were okay, but it could be better. They were not okay. We know the truth within ourselves. We are behaving like animals. If we can't have democracy, so be it. Rather than all this tension and whatever, telling people of an extraction. Some people are third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh generation, in this town. To the point that you can't even send them back home. They won't know the way. You know, it's very, very sad. The Kano police are also blowing hot air. Don't doubt our capacity. We doubt it. Prove to us that we shouldn't doubt it. We doubt it. Stay off Rivers' election. Compromises everywhere. In Rivers State, troublemakers have been warned to say a lot of the troublemakers in a place like Rivers are sponsored by those in authority. So what do we do? What? Let's tell ourselves some truths. Borno police are well prepared. Cardinal Police, whose lumps should steer clear. But let us listen to the words of Jonathan. And I'm directing this at our leaders, our political leaders. This man was a politician himself. He's won an election and he has lost an election. Long after he's left government, we still respect him. I was his greatest critic. Okay? Because I believed that as far as governance was concerned, he was found, you know, I believed he just didn't have it. And people must learn that those of us who have an opportunity to be in public space, we need to defend our country. So all this nonsense idea of people calling us and saying, he hates him. I don't hate anybody. I like myself. I like my people. I don't know where people got this from. One silly idiot called me yesterday. Sorry to use that word. Why do you hate so and so much? It's not a matter of hate. It's self-preservation. It is self-preservation. All of us have the right to defend ourselves. I'm not going to sit at the back of a car and allow a drunken driver drive me into the pit. So Jonathan says, he has cautioned politicians against do-or-die politics, saying those who aspire to rule should not force themselves on the people. This man is a politician. He's won an election. He's lost an election at the highest level. And he gave the admonition at some prayer condolence visit to the governor who lost his father. The former president also stressed that politics should be about service and not about self, urging politicians to wait for God's time to get into leadership position. Jonathan noted that in a democracy, the people play a critical role and wondered why those who aspire to lead want to force themselves on the people, which is what we are seeing these days. It's a do or die fight. Whether you like it or not, we are going to lead you. You also get that feeling from the supporters. And some of them think that winning at the polls is victory. It could be victory for them. It might not be victory for the country. So, and they also advise people of the state to conduct themselves peacefully during the election. My view is that I am worried about the election in Lagos now. I'm going to say it boldly and clearly. I am very worried. My confidence level has been shaken. And for those who are continuing and progressing in error, all in the name to grab power, I wish them luck. Because according to what I read to started with, there is always a day after. There are people you will leave behind after you've gone, even if you manage to sustain yourself till you pass over. But there are people you will leave behind. What kind of name? How would you be able to look, you know, at your ancestors and look at God or whoever it is and say, oh, this is what happened. I just wanted to stay in power. I hope you understand. Nobody will understand at that level. It is not worth it. I wonder how any human being would feel reading things in the media, in the social media, on the radio, about these things done on your behalf, and you're able to have breakfast and look at your wife and children. It's amazing. It's amazing. Honor is completely gone in this country, Sheriff. There's nothing like honor. The ends justifies the means. And the sad thing is that the Mughals keep following these people and they forget what we say on the streets. Otulumanji Yarare. Aya.
Otu is always G-I-N Rari.
That is not said in English. Will you keep quiet there? Will you shut up? Otulumanji Yarare. Because the people, the worst people are those who are urging them on. Those are the ones, they are the worst of the worst. Those who are urging them on, you know, declaring support in the social media, attacking people and so on and so forth. You are urging on. In reality, a lot of the things you are urging on are criminal. If we had a good country, there'd be more people in jail than outside. Yes. If tomorrow God gives us a leader who will go back and hold some people responsible, it will be better for Sodom and Gomorrah on that day than it will be for such people. Yes, we've seen it happen. Up till about 3 years ago, they still carried somebody from his hospital bed. I've forgotten his name. One of the people who were most vocal during the Nazi regime in Second World War. They took him, was 90-something. Dying on his bed, they took him to face sentence. The world is not going to end today. There will always be a day after. And heaven help some of us who are complicit in some of the things that are going on. On that day of accountability, there will be no pity for such people. I hope I'm alive then to see it, but Baba Atilo.
We don't know when that day will come.
You will be around and you will be my representative. I give you the power of attorney.
You know, some people, okay, when the world would end, that day that the world would end, nobody wants to be alive to witness it. If the world is really going to end.
What I'm told, you know, we all is what you know. What I'm told is that those who have done evil deeds will be uprooted from where they are to come and see it.
Oh.
Benny, there's no escape. Do you think that you can do evil and forever escape the wrath of God? You can't. Other that God is a patient God. You can't, Sheriff. I'm telling you. You can. You sometimes wonder why God has not killed certain persons.
Or punished certain persons.
God does it to make them examples. But human beings, you know, the way we are, we overlook it. Nigeria is in a very bad spiritual state. And we have the highest number of religious centers per person, both Muslim, Islam, Isheshe. But we have the highest number combined per person.
And this is where we are.
And this is where we are.
If you like. See, we've gone spiritual now.
I think I should be.
2 seconds, we've gone spiritual.
Yeah, I think I should be a pastor, honestly. I should just open some religious whatever. We come together for 1 hour every Sunday. Not Chrislam or anything, but just talk to ourselves. Look, all religions have, good religions have one basic tenet. What is it? Believe in God and do good. That's as simple as that. When I hear people talk about 1,500 prayer points, that's all marketing. One thing you need to know is that will be done. That's all. If you have your faith in God, that will be done. And that's it. Get off the prayer thing and go and move on. Do a lot of thinking. We need to do deep thinking. And I pray that God will come into people's minds. But some people read the Bible, they don't understand it. Look at what happened to Pharaoh. When God wanted to destroy him finally, he hardened his heart. And some of our leaders, their hearts have been hardened, but they don't know they are headed towards destruction. They think it's victory. And Kashimawo.
Kashimawo Abiola. Oshé. I got you there. Let's take our next story. We're still with the Daily Trust newspaper, page 12. Elections will prosecute staff found compromising standards.
They are not prosecuting anybody. All the compromises that happened during the presidential election, how come INEC hasn't pointed one person out? Meanwhile, what we're getting is that we're likely going to have the same set of people conducting these elections. Ambassador Joe Keshi said he's a former ambassador to the U.S., so he's knee-deep into the diplomatic community. He said during the counting and whatever, they called on this gentleman to tarry a while. Look at what has happened before you announce the result. Now, if you listen to Atedo Peter's side, I was so ashamed for my country. How there is clear evidence that results were swapped. They were not added. It wasn't that Sheriff got 20, Jimmy Disu got 40. They now added 60. They didn't change. What they did was they changed. So if Sheriff got 40 and I got 60, they just used TPEX, gave Sheriff 60 and gave me 40. Go and listen to Atedo Peter Side's presentation on Arise TV. Go to the archives and look at it there. It's disgraceful, mind-boggling. Nigeria is going to live with all these things that you seem to accommodate and you think is none of your business. You will pay for it. All of us are going to pay for it, including myself. The only thing I will have is I will have that satisfaction that when I knew the truth, I didn't keep quiet. And I didn't compromise. So in spite of all threats and whatever, he hates this one, he hates that one, I'm going to stand my ground on what I think is good for the country. If you think I hate anybody, so be it. I've just about had enough of that. And let me use the common language so you will get it. Let us lend ourselves a brain.
Yara and brain.
You know. There will be a day after. Look at all the crisis that is created. Now I heard there's Oro everywhere. For what for? You're intimidating Igbo people. You sold your lands to them. You used the money to go and spray a musician. And now you want to come back and claim ownership. Where is that done? There's something wrong. I beg, let's go. Don't let me go there. You sold almost half of Lagos is gone. You sold the land. They got COVO. You are now coming to claim ownership of the area. You want to be chairman of the Landlords Association. Why you on paper you don't have anything? What are you? I tell you. I don't know. I was so frustrated. As early as 6 o'clock, I was talking to my friends. I said, what kind of a people are we? Go and find out. Go to the land registry and find out who knows what, even on the soul of Lagos, Lagos Island. You'll be amazed. A lot of the family houses are gone. So what is it we are all we want to do, we coexist. These people you want to whatever, they're not going anywhere. They're landowners. What in any community you talk about landowners, that is the basis for you. They are landowners. They have their COVO. They have their businesses. And you now insist that you must that they must not have a say in what's going on. They are landowners.
And they are homeowners.
They are business owners.
Don't talk of employers.
Don't use home, use land. You see, when you use land, the physical side of it comes to the fore. They are landowners. If we were to take plot by plot in Lagos, you'd be amazed those who will be qualified to be Lagosians on paper. If you were to go plot by plot, take Etimiyang from number 1 to number
2. Why are you using Etimiyang?
That's where we are.
Let's use another place.
Okay,
let's use Suru Lady.
Where do you live?
What's the name of your street?
I cannot tell you. You want people to go? I don't understand my people.
We have to go.
Ah, Sheriff. How come you are not taking part in anything tomorrow? It just occurred to me today when I heard
I want to supervise.
Me too, I want to supervise.
My supervisory role, I want to play it.
No, I want to. Okay, I'm a consultant. You know, I'm not staff here. So you can supervise the staff. I will be consultant to you. Anyway, I'll be here tomorrow by 7. It just occurred to me. This old fox. When he was reading this morning, I said, Where is Sheriff? He said he got Mariam to wake up, she has to wake up early to come here tomorrow and get me to get here early in the morning. I want to be the consultant with the supervisor.
Oh, my God.
If you don't, sometimes you need these things, you know,
Sometimes you do this.
But it's okay. It's okay.
We'll be fine.
We'll be fine. Like who said, it was not Bonner Boy.
That
last we'll all eat breakfast.
Yes. That's Bonner Boy.
Portable?
No, but it's Bonner Boy. It's Bonner Boy.
I don't know these things.
Everybody go chop breakfast.
Some not go chop breakfast. Everybody go look breakfast. You can look and not chop inside.
You shall see.
But you shall see. But you could be blinded. So okay, I need to see. So let's just safely say you will smell breakfast.
Yeah.
Sheriff, I hope you know that sausages.
Yeah.
Sausages, some are pork and some are beef.
Yes,
I'm not sure of what you did during your vacation.
No, I did not take I did not take sausages.
Bacon, because bacon is pork.
I did not take bacon.
This mouth I'm looking at.
No, I did not take bacon.
I did not. Sheriff, let me go.
All right, sir. Lagos, thank you. let's bring you the news now. Thank you for joining us. Good morning to you.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired, are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not sure.